Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day like this. We appreciate the mercy of God. We appreciate the loving kindness of the Almighty. I want you to appreciate the Lord and give God the glory for making it possible for us to see another beautiful day, the 27th day of the month of November, year 2021. Lift up the name of the Lord and bless his name. Worship him and adore him. Father, we thank you for your mercy. Father, we thank you for your grace. Father, we thank you for your hand of power over our lives. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for what you have done. We thank you for what you will do. We lift up your name, O Lord. You are mighty. You are great. You are super. Lord, we bless you. You are the greater than the greatest. You are the higher than the highest. You are the almighty God. You are the supreme God. Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Help me shout, thank you, Jesus. Seven times, let's go. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prophetic and Deliverance Prayer Program. God has been doing wonders. God continues to do the wonders, and God will continue to manifest the wonders. He is a God of wonders, and he will continue to do wonders in our lives. Beloved, I want to appreciate all those who have been sharing this voice audio with their friends, and sincerely, we have been receiving a lot of testimony, and we pray that more testimony will be unfolded. A lot of people shall swim in testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me and hear me very well. The Bible says, when the enemy rise up like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise standard against them. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 19. The Bible says, no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. No tongue that is rising is in court. The Bible says, we shall condemn. Isaiah 54, verse 17. The Bible says, associate yourself together, O ye people, and thou shalt be broken to pieces. Take counsel together, the Bible says, shall not stand. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 9. Now listen to me. Every counsel taken against your life, it shall not stand in the name of Jesus Christ. The voice of heaven shall speak for you. The voice of heaven shall promote you. The voice of heaven shall lift you up in the name of Jesus Christ. If your enemy gathered like a flood, the Holy Ghost will raise standard against them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, let the wickedness of the wicked expire. In Psalm number 7, I decree that all the wickedness of the wicked against your life, it shall expire in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that digger the pit shall fall therein. Every pit dug for you or any member of your family, those who have dug the pit shall enter into the pit themselves in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that devour you shall be devoured. He that spoil you shall be spoiled. He that curses you shall be cursed. I decree all those that plan to devour you, they shall be devoured in the name of Jesus Christ. Appreciate the Lord and worship the Lord. Take any source of praises and begin to worship him. Oh, I release you to worship the Lord. Bless him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. You are Yahweh. Hey, hey, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. Oh, Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. Thank you, Father. There are seven unique prayers that we are going to pray now. As we begin to pray this prayer, every satanic animal that has been assigned against you shall be roasted by fire. As we begin to pray this prayer, every evil stranger living in your apartment shall be destroyed. As we begin to pray this prayer, anyone that has taken your name to shrine or to herbalist shall be disgraced. As we begin to pray this prayer, any altar that have been erected against you to oppress you shall be set ablaze. Get yourself ready and pray this prayer very well. Before we pray, make this confession. Say, I shall not die but live to declare the works of the Lord. For greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Jesus has given me power to trample upon serpent and scorpion and over every power of the enemy. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. I run inside it and I'm safe. Therefore, any power that does not want to see me around, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. I recapture my miracle, no matter who is sitting on it, in the name of Jesus Christ. I arise and I shine in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me. Psalm 126 says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we are like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. I decree that your mouth shall be filled with laughter and your tongue shall be filled with singing in the name of Jesus Christ. Then said they among the earthen, the Lord has done this great thing for them. There's somebody that is connected to us now. God shall do great thing for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Within the next 3 days, God shall appear in your case and God shall do great thing for you in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord has done great thing for them. Wherefore, we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the stream in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing. I'm reading Psalm 126, bringing his sheep with him. Oh, I speak to you right now that every decision against your destiny shall be canceled in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray this prayer quickly. Say, every satanically inspired sickness in my body, die by fire in the name of Jesus. Every satanically inspired sickness in my body, die in Jesus' name. Say, every power working against my destiny, lose your hold, die in the name of Jesus. Every power working against my destiny, lose your hold, die in Jesus' name. Say, every evil power working against me in my household, be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Every evil power working against me in my household, be disgraced in Jesus' name. We pray. Evil altar erected to oppress me, die in the name of Jesus. Evil altar erected to oppress me, die in Jesus' name. We pray. My prayer is, evil altar erected to oppress me, die. Say, any wicked animal program against me in the night, die in the name of Jesus. Any wicked animal program against me in the night, die in the name of Jesus. Any wicked animal program against me in the night, die in Jesus' name. We pray. Beloved, everybody wants freedom, and freedom can be controlled by spiritual power. Freedom can be controlled by spiritual authority. Freedom can be controlled by what we call the law. And there's what we call destructive law that the enemy has programmed into many families. Every destructive law in your family shall be revoked, 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 shall be revoked in the name of Jesus Christ. Every evil law operating in your family that has brought evil pattern into your life, may the Lord revoke in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray this prayer very, very well. Say, oh God, my Father, arise, scatter every gathering of darkness against my destiny in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, arise, scatter every gathering of darkness
against my destiny. In the name of Jesus, oh God, my Father, arise, scatter every garden of darkness against my destiny. In Jesus' name, say, oh God, arise and scatter all the congregation of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, oh God, arise, scatter the congregation of the wicked, scatter the congregation of the wicked, scatter the congregation of the wicked. In Jesus' name, pray, say, oh God, arise and let my enemies scatter. In the name of Jesus, oh God, arise and let my enemies scatter. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, arise, let my enemies scatter. In Jesus' name, pray, say, my stubborn enemy, be buried in the Red Sea. In the name of Jesus, my stubborn enemy, be buried in the Red Sea. In the name of Jesus, my stubborn enemy, be buried in the Red Sea. In Jesus' name, we pray. Get a bottle of oil. If you don't have a bottle of oil, you can get a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, we thank you because you are the Lord. We appreciate your mercy. We appreciate your grace over our lives. Let this oil carry your power. Let the water carry the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The power in the blood of Jesus shall enter into this oil and enter into this water. By the time this oil and this water touches anything, there shall be deliverance. In Jesus' name, pray. Drink a little from the content of the oil or the water you have, and you shout aggressively like this. Say, the seed of untimely death planted into my life in the dream, come out and die. In the name of Jesus, the seed of untimely death planted into my life in the dream, come out and die. In the name of Jesus, the seed of untimely death planted into my life in the dream, come out and die. In the name of Jesus Christ, the seed of untimely death planted into my life in the dream, come out and die. In the name of Jesus Christ, the seed of untimely death planted into my life in the dream, come out and die. In the name of Jesus Christ, the seed of untimely death planted into my life in the dream, come out and die. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Anoint your head now. Thank you, Father. Say, every power bewitching my head, die. In the name of Jesus. Every power bewitching my head, die. In the name of Jesus. Every power bewitching my head, die. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your chest. Anoint your chest very well. I speak to your life now. Every arrow fire into your heart shall go back to the sender. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Take the oil and anoint your stomach very well. Lord, I speak against every evil fashioned into the system of that sister, fashioned into the system of that brother. Any cauldron of darkness that is cooking your liver, that is cooking your kidney, that is cooking your bladder, let that cauldron scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. I withdraw your liver. I withdraw your kidney. I withdraw your pancreas. I withdraw your small intestine. I withdraw your liver. I withdraw your bladder. I withdraw every part of your body from the control of darkness. I withdraw them from the captivity of the wicked. I withdraw them from the coven of witchcraft in the name of Jesus Christ. Anoint your hand and say, my hands receive fire. Say it seven times. My hand receive fire, receive fire, receive fire, receive fire, receive fire, receive fire, receive fire. In the name of Jesus. When you say that one, you now shake your hand vigorously. Can we go? My hand receive fire, receive fire, receive fire, receive fire, receive fire, receive fire, receive fire. In the name of Jesus Christ. Shake it, shake it, shake it. Thank you, Lord. Oh yeah, put those two hands. Put it on your stomach. Say, my stomach, receive fire, receive fire, receive fire, receive fire, receive fire, receive fire. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. take it to your head. Say, my head. Receive fire, 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 receive fire in the name of Jesus Christ. We are saying this seven times again. Let's go. My head, receive fire, receive fire, receive fire, receive fire, receive fire, receive fire, receive fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Take the oil again, anoint your head second times. Oh, and now put your two hands on your head. My head. Receive fire several times. Let's go. My head, receive fire, receive fire, receive fire. Holy Ghost fire, receive fire, receive fire. Holy Ghost fire, receive fire, receive fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your legs and say, my legs, receive fire, receive fire, receive fire, receive fire, receive fire, receive fire, receive fire. Holy Ghost fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. The legs that cannot walk very well begin to walk now. Yes, I command your leg to be straightened. Let the bone of your leg be straightened. Let the muscle be straightened. Yes, every arthritis in that leg, get out in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to your waist. Your waist now be arrested by the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak right now to your body system. Receive deliverance. I speak to your eyes. Right now, every cataract, every glaucoma, get out, get out, get out, get out of the eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Magose kete porate nekataria. Thank you, Father. Raise your prayer request up now. I'm praying for you right now. I want you to believe what God is going to do. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak to all these prayer requests. One by one, I decree, let there be answered. Let there be answer to this request, Lord. Let there be answer to this request, Lord. Let there be answer. Let there be answer. Let there be answer. Let there be answer. Let there be answer in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I pray for all those looking for the fruit of the womb. Be visited by the angel of fire. And let your children be given to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Talia mo grubototia. All those who are yet to get married. Let the yoke of marital delay break. Bratoka. Break, 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 break. New yoke of marital delay. In the life of that sister and that brother. I command it now. If you can shout aggressive amen, I command the yoke to break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Anything inside of you that is attracting people who have gotten married, anything inside of you that is attracting people who just they just desire to have fun, to have this, and they are not ready to be responsible, I command whatever is inside of you that is bringing people that are not serious. Oh, I command that thing now. Be arrested. Be arrested. Be uprooted. Be uprooted. Be uprooted. Be uprooted. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, Lokotaka. Every cause of disappointment. Oh, every cause of frustration. Every cause responsible for delay. I command the cause to be broken. Be broken. Be broken. Be broken. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. There's somebody listening to me now. You have eaten something they don't eat in your family. They told you that they don't eat this. But because... you know, you said you are born again now, so you are eating that thing. You have violated a covenant. You need to quickly privatize so that we can give you the prayer to pray. That you are born again does not say you should just eat it like that. You need to break the covenant before you start eating something that your family don't eat. If your family don't take okra, and you have been known, you have known that in that family they don't take okra, you need to break that yoke first before you start taking okra. You need to make research into it to know why they are not taking okra. If in your family they don't take... whether they don't take chicken, local chicken, or there are something they don't eat. Before you start to eat it as a child of God or as children of God, you must know why they don't eat it. You must break the covenant of your life and use the blood of Jesus to redeem your destiny. If you don't do that, immediately you start eating what must not be eaten. You have broken the law, and it's a very terrible thing if you break the law. 2 Samuel chapter 21, the Bible says that David, you know, did not know anything, was not aware of what happened, was not aware of what has gone on before. Oh, his own is that he became a king, but he didn't know that Saul has broken the law. Saul has broken the law. Saul has broken the covenant that he had with Gibeonites. And because he has broken the covenant, there was a famine for about 3 years plus, and the whole land of Israel suffered because of that covenant that was broken. When you violate a covenant, as the people as Saul violated that covenant, it can be very destructive. If you read it very well, you will see that about, I think, 5 or 7 men were released to die before the famine and the pestilence could stop. It means a lot. You must understand that when you violate a covenant, avenger is released and it can be destructive indeed. Many, many people have died like that, died in ignorance because they violated the covenant. Makuku prakata laka, our sextors, our ancestral powers, our forefathers, many of them have gone into captivity with the devil. Many of them have formed an alliance with the devil. Our forefathers, our patriarch and matriarch, many of them have formed alliance with the water spirit. And many of them, the devil has told them they must not eat this, they must not eat cola, they must not eat this. If you venture in eating those things, you violate the covenant existing for a long years before you were born. And it can be very destructive and dangerous, working negatively in the life of that fellow. Before you eat those things, you must search to know why they are not eating it. Some of those things are part of those things they use as sacrifice to appease those gods. You must understand that. And therefore, if you have understood that, then you know how to break it off from your leg, because we are now a child of God, redeemed. Break it out of your life before you can start eating it. Without that process, eating it, it amounts to violating the covenant, and the punishment is always very terrible. Terrific, and sometimes is always very disastrous. I pray that God will deliver us from every form of ignorance in the name of Jesus Christ. I bless those who are here right now. May the Lord bless you with the blessing of fruitfulness, with the blessing of enlargement, with the blessing of financial breakthrough, with the blessing of sound health, with the blessing of long life, in the name of Jesus Christ. And may you be blessed with the blessing of marital breakthrough, in the name of Jesus Christ. May you be blessed with the blessing of career breakthrough, with the blessing of job breakthrough. You, that woman, you have not been able to secure a job. May God give you another beautiful job under the next three weeks, and God will visit you. God will remember you. And that company will call you, and that will be the beginning of a new thing. Every evil pattern that has affected you and your family is hereby broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, in case you want to share with us your testimony, or you want to pass in call some information, you can quickly send it to my WhatsApp number 0802 336-9298. High Fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close 7 Avenue, Fextack Town. And I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. Don't forget, try as much as possible to read Psalm 91. God bless you.